evening and welcome to the 424th episode of Travel It Radio. I'm your host, Dan Schlossberg, along with my friend and co-host, Mary Ellen Nugent-Lee, and this is the 10th season of Travel It Radio, the show that lets you enjoy the pleasures of travel from the comfort of your armchair.
Every week at this time, we talk to people representing destinations, hotels, airlines, railroads, car rental companies, and others in the world of travel and hospitality, from authors and bloggers to broadcasters and publicists. If it's got anything to do with travel, it's got everything to do with Travel It Radio.
And our honored guest tonight is Robert Ahrens, Manager of Media Relations and Community Outreach for Evans Hotels. Welcome to Travel It Radio, Robert.
Hey there. Thanks so much for having me.
Robert,
well, thank
please
you for
tell
doing
our
it.
Listeners about Evans Hotels, where they are and how many there are.
Yeah, we've got three properties. We've got the Bahia Resort Hotel and Catamaran Resort on Mission Bay, and then the iconic Lodge at Torrey Pines, and that's located in La Jolla, just north of downtown San Diego.
Mm. We know that Evans Hotels began more than 60 years ago as a family-run business. Is that still the case?
It is, yeah. It's still very much an independent, family-run company. The original co-founder, Ann Evans, she recently stepped down from the day-to-day, and she was presiding over the property since the 1980s. But now her two oldest children, we got Grace Evans Chairshore and Bill Evans, they now run Evans Hotels. And Grace is the executive chairwoman, and Bill Evans is the owner. So it's definitely still in the family.
Hmm.
With so many great properties in San Diego, how could you convince prospective vacationers to pick one of your properties?
I think the fact that our hotels are so unique and they're really destinations within the San Diego destination, that's a really big draw for vacationers. And we get repeat customers and travelers year to year. Like the Bahia has got a really beachy Moroccan vibe with its own private beach. Mm-hmm. The Catamaran is a genuine slice of Hawaii with its tropical landscaping. It's even got parrots. They do parrot shows. And authentic Polynesian decor. Right now they've got Hawaiian nights going on during the summertime with like hula dancing and lei making. And then the lodge is completely different, and that's really like the ultimate luxury experience in La Jolla. It's AAA five diamond rated. It's really warm and welcoming, and it feels like a home because it's got this California craftsman style to it, and you just can't beat the setting. It's high up on the cliffs overlooking the Pacific, and it's right on the 18th hole of the Torrey Pines Golf Course, which is pretty famous.
Mm.
Yes, it is. La Jolla Cove is one of the most photogenic places I have ever seen. But isn't one of your hotels like a stone's throw away?
It is, and that would be the Lodge at Torrey Pines. The La Jolla Cove is amazing, and it really looks like the coast of the Riviera. So imagine the lodge is just across La Jolla Bay up on the Torrey Pines Mesa, and you can actually see the cliffs from La Jolla Cove. And I like to say, like, as the seagull flies, it's only about 6 miles away across the water there.
We're talking with Robert Ahrens, Manager of Media Relations and Community Outreach at Evans Hotels.
Robert, let's talk some more about the Lodge at Torrey Pines. You said it's a world-class property. It has five diamonds. But can you give us some more details?
Yeah, I'm trying to think, like, where to start. There's 170
yeah.
luxury guest rooms and suites. The suites are absolutely incredible. It's really refined, like, the details in each of the rooms. So you've got, like, Egyptian cotton linens, quilted duvets, granite and marble bathrooms, oversized tubs. But really, what really makes it is the craftsman style. So you got these rich accents and hardwoods throughout the property, and it just feels like a home. Most of them have balconies. And the suites even have their own fireplaces, but also on property, because you really don't have to leave the property. You can play some golf. You can do some fine dining at their restaurants called A.R. Valentine. And they also have an award-winning spa. So really, you're just kind of wrapping yourself in, like, I like to say, like a comfortable luxury in really one of the most amazing settings in Southern California.
Mm. And I know the list of awards won by the Lodge at Torrey Pines, it's just too long for a half-hour show. But how about some of the more recent ones, such as Best in the West from Sunset Magazine, Best Hotel for Pampering from San Diego Magazine, and Golf Magazine's Editor's Choice for Best Golf Resort in California. How do those stack up?
Yeah, they stack up pretty good, and we've gotten so many awards. And what I like about those ones is that they're chosen by the editors or the readers of the magazine. And so when the lodge is, like, seen so favorably by these prestigious publications and the vacationers who come here, I think that really says something about its longstanding appeal and reputation. It's widely renowned locally, nationally, even internationally, and it really, you know, lives up to its name. And not a lot of properties can say that and so consistently, you know, year to year.
That's it. It's the consistency. U.S. News and World Report ranked the lodge at Torrey Pines number 19 on its 2021 list of best resorts in the United States. And TripAdvisor Traveler's Choice Awards put it at number 18 in the U.S. luxury category. Are you especially proud of those honors?
Yes, for sure. I mean, you can literally, like, count on your hands the number of luxury hotels in the country that are so reputable and that you know by name, and they're like destinations unto themselves, you know, that travelers just off the top of their head will know it. You know, I kind of think of like the Plaza Hotel in New York, or maybe the Royal Hawaiian in Waikiki, and the Lodge at Torrey Pines is really right up there. It's top of mind. It's the best of the best. And get this, it's only been open for about 20 years. And so I think that's pretty incredible to, you know, already have that almost legendary status and notoriety.
Well, Robert, perhaps your most prestigious honor is the AAA 5 Diamond Award, which the Lodge at Torrey Pines has won every year since its opening. You also have 4-star ratings from the Forbes Travel Guide for both the lodge and the spa at Torrey Pines. How difficult is it to maintain the standards those honors require?
You know, I would say it's difficult, but at the same time, it's sort of like a labor of love, and it kind of comes naturally now for the staff at the lodge, you know, over the last 2 decades to really maintain those high 5 diamonds, standards and the Forbes Travel Guide star ratings. Because they always offer like this exceptional level of service, you know, hospitality, to always ensure like that memorable stay for the guests. And just so you know, like the AAA inspections, they're very rigorous. And I should point out, they're unannounced. So you don't know when they're coming. So for us to, you know, always exceed their expectations when they come on property and really offer that world-class, you know, experience and I like to say like indulgence. It's kind of like a 20-year tradition for us, and it sort of comes naturally. So it's difficult, but it's well worth the effort, and I think we're doing a good job at it.
Well, all your properties have won prizes, including Best of Weddings from the Knot magazine and Recycler of the Year from the City of San Diego for the Bahia Resort Hotel. Didn't that property also win a citation in the 2020 Traveler's Choice Awards from TripAdvisor?
That's right. The Bahia Resort was top of a list from TripAdvisor, and that's pretty awesome, too, because when you consider that there are thousands of real travelers, these, you know, TripAdvisors that award us that title. And I think it's no surprise because the Bahia is sort of like this family-friendly, popular resort. It's really well-loved by locals and people that come year after year. Because we know some families that they book their rooms, you know, well ahead of time to enjoy these cabana-like rooms, this oasis-like setting on Mission Bay. And it even has its own private beach, which is a real rarity in San Diego to have your own beach. So they really, you know, they love it. And I think there's going to be more to love, too, actually coming up this fall, because the Bahia is going to have a brand-new beachfront dockside restaurant, and it's going to take full advantage of the views on the water with a huge patio, some really yummy cuisine where we're taking some of the best sellers from our other properties and kind of incorporating that into the new restaurant concept. So, yeah, some really good things at the Bahia, and I think it's well worth the stay and the awards they've been getting.
And, Robert, your Catamaran Resort Hotel and Spa has won honors, too. I'm most intrigued by the couple's choice from Wedding Wire, the Hall of Fame from The Knot, and especially the Ocean Friendly Restaurants Award from the Surfrider Foundation. Please share.
Yeah, you know, weddings in San Diego, I'll talk about the weddings portion because it's all about being on the water in San Diego. You know, these couples want to have that postcard perfect backdrop, swaying palm trees, the sparkling surf, and it's like a destination Hawaiian wedding at the Catamaran, but you don't have to leave the mainland. and they love, there's a big green lawn that's out back where most of the weddings take place. And really, it's right next to one of the prettiest white sand beaches, I think, in San Diego. The Bahia, by the way, is kind of a similar setting, and it's just as popular for weddings. In fact, if you want a wedding right on the water, the resorts, Bahia and Catamaran, have a Mississippi-style riverboat. It's called the William D. Evans. It's named after one of the founders. And couples can book that and actually have their weddings on the water on a riverboat. So that's pretty cool, pretty different.
Oh, that's fun.
Right?
Yeah, I think so, too. And I want to tell our listeners, you're listening to Travel Itch Radio with Dan Schlossberg and Mary Ellen Nugent-Lee. We're on iTunes, blogtalkradio.com, and Facebook. Check out the archive show at your convenience. And we're talking with Robert Ahrens, Manager of Media Relations and Community Outreach at Evans Hotels.
Robert, Evans Hotels founders, Bill and Ann Evans, have won major industry awards, too. And you mentioned Dan Evans. Didn't she win the Neil Morgan Memorial Award for Lifetime Achievement in the Lead San Diego Visionary Competition?
Yes, she did. For decades, Ann Evans oversaw all the Evans hotels, and she and her late husband, William D. Evans, they really were these pioneer hoteliers locally, and they took the risk to be the very first to build on Mission Bay way back in 1953, and that was the Bahia Resort. That was the first one that they opened. And imagine, back then, Mission Bay was nothing more than mud flats, a real shallow bay. There was no SeaWorld or any of that yet. But Ann and Mr. Evans had this vision to see what Mission Bay would become what it is today, which is really this amazing aquatic wonderland drawing thousands of travelers every year. And they were the first. So, yes, they were true visionaries, and that's why Ann had received that award.
Wow. And the San Diego Business Journal recently honored both of your founders a few years back. They placed them on San Diego's 500 most influential business leaders, right? Are they still running the Evans Hotels network?
You know, right now the founders aren't, but the Evans family still runs all three properties, so it's still in the family. And two of their children are now continuing, you know, that legacy and leading the Evans Hotels. And it's a real economic driver for the San Diego tourism economy. We employ, gosh, right now about 1,000 people or so. And millions of our hotel tax dollars go right back to the city to market the destination and bring people to San Diego. So it's a pretty amazing success story of, you know, hotel entrepreneurship in Southern California. The Evans family and them too, especially, really put us on the map.
We hear a lot about Green Hill hotels and sustainability these days. Where do the Lodge at Torrey Pines and the other Evans hotels fit in?
Yeah, when it comes to, like, green travel, you hear that a lot, you know, in the news and with other properties and destinations. But Evans Hotels really walks the talk, I like to say. And we've been part of the California Green Lodging Program every year since 2009. And we're designated at the environmentalist level, which is the highest. And at all three of the hotels, over half of the total waste is diverted from landfills, for example. And all that used cooking oil, I think it's about 3,400 gallons of which is collected and converted to biodiesel. All of our food waste, about 117 tons of food waste a year is composted. And we even do like annual beach cleanups, and that's something that our employees do. And we're actually looking at the next one coming up already this fall. And if you think about it, the beaches are literally the front doorstep for the Bahia and Catamaran resorts especially, and even the Lodge, because they're right up, you know, on the cliffs overlooking the Pacific. And we just want to ensure that, you know, they're beautiful and litter-free for our guests to enjoy the oceans and beaches. So, yeah, green travel, that's big for us.
Hmm.
And are your properties smoke-free and pet-friendly?
Yes, they are all pet-friendly, and we want to provide guests a smoke-free environment, so all the rooms and patios are non-smoking.
We're talking with Robert Ahrens, Manager of Media Relations and Community Outreach at Evans Hotels.
Robert, tell us about your new corporate social responsibility program, We Care. Our listeners are really going to want to hear about that.
Yeah, this is a program that we came up with that focuses on three key areas. One is the environment, which I kind of touched on. One is the people and the staff that work for us, and then the local San Diego community. And for our 1,000 or so employees, our goal is to build really a healthy, well-trained workforce, and we do that through all these health and wellness activities that are free for them to enjoy, learning opportunities, internal promotions, really great benefits, and also like diversity is very important for us. Almost half of our management is women, by the way, and very ethnically diverse. Out there in the community, we support about 75, 76 different organizations, and we contribute over $100,000 in cash, in-kind donations. And in fact, during the pandemic, we really stepped up and offered discount rates at the hotels to over 4,000 essential healthcare workers to house them during the height of the crisis. Because San Diego here, healthcare is a really big sector of the business industry, and we wanted to help out all we could during those times.
Such a beautiful thing. It's such a good neighborly thing.
For sure. Yeah.
Now you mentioned your restaurants are certified as ocean friendly. What does that mean, and what culinary options do you offer your guests?
Yeah, so all of our restaurants are designated as certified ocean friendly by the Surfrider Foundation, and that's really important to us. Yeah, we pledge to use less plastic and take steps to protect the greatest asset really that San Diego has, and that's the ocean, the water. That's a big draw for us. So that means, you know, water conservation, no styrofoam. We recycle everything, including all the food waste. We only use reusable tableware, and absolutely no plastic bags or straws are used in our restaurants. So I think green travelers, when they have a choice, you know, they may prefer properties in restaurants like ours, and they really appreciate those efforts to be more environmentally conscious. And in terms of options, we've got some really good restaurants. The Catamaran is known for its Oceana Coastal Kitchen, and that's California cuisine. It's right on the water. It's got kind of a seafood focus. And over at the Lodge, we have A.R. Valentine. And that's one of the pioneers, actually, of the farm-to-table movement in San Diego. So that was kind of one of the first, and the Chef Jackson there is phenomenal. And they also run the grill at Torrey Pines, which is known for its drugstore burger. It's a hamburger, and people go there just for their wood-fired dishes and the hamburger. It's pretty popular.
Ah.
That sounds great. Is there a happy hour at Evans Hotels, or are all guest hours happy hours?
I think you hit the nail on the head there. I think day or night, every hour that guests spend on our properties is happy hour. But there are a couple that kind of stand out. There is a happy hour at the Catamaran at the Mores Lounge, and that's sort of an outdoor-indoor bar setting, and that's from 3 to 5:30 p.m. The signature Mai Tai is a must. And then over at the Bahia, they've got kind of a Moroccan-style Tangiers bar, and they have appetizer and drink specials from 3 to 6 p.m. So, yeah, there's a couple happy hours to enjoy the sunset and kick back with locals and the guests.
Mm-hmm.
And Robert, with the weather oh so agreeable in San Diego, do you have peak and bargain seasons at your properties?
Yeah, like summer is definitely the busiest season because that's when kids are out of school and the families are really free to travel. But the bargains usually come more in the fall and the winter, and you'll see some reduced rates at all three hotels and some good packages. But the best part, I say, come in the fall and the winter because the weather, it's always just as sunny and warm in the middle of winter as it would be in the summer. And we're talking like temperatures in the 70s still. Mm. And added benefit, there's no beach crowds. So you don't have this mass influx of summer visitors. You kind of have the beaches to yourself, which is nice.
We're talking with Robert Ahrens, manager of media relations and community outreach at Evans Hotels.
Robert, how far in advance should prospective guests book for like Christmas week, Valentine's Day, Mother's Day, holiday weekends?
You know, I would say 6 months to a year out for bookings, especially during special holidays and weekends. It's just good to lock in those reservations earlier than later to ensure availability. That's usually what I say.
Mm. And do you offer any special packages at Evans Hotels?
Yeah, usually there's some package deals on each of the individual websites. There is one at the Lodge at Torrey Pines. If you go to lodgetorreypines.com and click on the golf page, It's a play where the pros play package. And what's really nice is, you can stay for 3 nights and you get a complimentary round of golf on the legendary Torrey Pines golf course. So it's pretty a sweet deal. It starts at $445 a night. So that one's one I like to point out.
Yeah. And what about special events?
Yeah, there's actually one that we've got coming up at the Lodge. It's going to be November 13th. It's called Beyond the Cellar. It's the first time we've done this. And it's a large wine tasting and wine collectors event. And we're bringing 18 Napa Valley wineries brought together by our sommelier, Paul Kekorian. And we're basically bringing Napa Valley to the Lodge. So it'll be wine tasting, a chance to buy like really rare and high-end vintages that you can't normally, you know, find in the stores. There'll be charcuterie, a string trio, live entertainment. It's going to be really quite an evening. And also at the Lodge, I should point out, too, next year, April 2022, is going to be their big 20th anniversary month. So we've got a whole slate of, you know, events and special promotions, a package that we're going to be doing in the spring around April. So definitely mark your calendars for that one.
And we have to know, I mean, with all this talk about golf, do you play golf, Robert? And is golf at the Lodge of Torrey Pines as good as golf gets anywhere?
You know, funny thing is, I don't play golf. I don't surf. I don't play golf. I know, surprising. But when you stay at the Lodge and you play the Torrey Pines golf course, I'm telling you, that's on every golfer's bucket list. It's one of the best courses in the country. It's a municipal course, believe it or not. It's run by the city of San Diego. It's a municipal course. And it's really as good as it gets. There's two courses, the North Course and the South Course. You're high up on the cliffs and overlooks La Jolla. The vantage points are incredible. And we just hosted the U.S. Open back in June, so the eyes of the golf world were on us and very envious. Okay. And I think that's going to bring some people our way.
It sounds like you would never want to leave, but I'm sure you get vacation time. Where do you like to go, and do you compare any place you visit to your hotel?
Oh, wow. That's a really good question. I love road trips and going to the desert. So I actually head inland. You know, I go away from the coast where it's, you know, great to have the sun and the surf. But Borrego Springs, it's kind of San Diego's version of Palm Springs, is one of my favorite getaways. But I got to say, the hotels there are totally different. They're more boutique and kind of casita-like, but they don't compare at all, like a, you know, to the coastal vibes that you would get at the Bahia or the Catamaran. Definitely not on par with the luxury of the Lodge.
Is there anything that we haven't asked that you'd like to add?
Yeah, you know, I'd say in general, I know I had mentioned, you know, booking your hotel stays, you know, well in advance. I think now is a good time to really look at anything after Labor Day. For the Bahia and Catamaran resorts, just go to bahiahotel.com. or catamaranresort.com, and the Lodge is lodgetorreypines.com. And I just want to say, you know, we'd love to welcome Travel Itch radio listeners to experience San Diego. It's, you know, America's finest city, and stay at one of our unique properties. I think you'll, you know, literally get your feet stuck in the sand or in the sand traps of the Lodge of Torrey Pines golf course there. But they're really unique properties. We have some fun options for travelers.
Robert, you mentioned that you're pet-friendly. Are you also children-friendly? Do you have programs for kids?
We do, yeah. We always do some kids programs, especially during spring break and the summer. Like this year, we did an arts and crafts special workshop at the Lodge at Torrey Pines. It kind of reflected the whole craftsman style. So you can create, you know, little mini masterpieces having to do with that art movement. But here at the Lodge, man, they have parrot shows. They do live parrot shows every day. They've got an arcade. They've got a huge pool. Kid-friendly is number one, I would say, at the Bahia and the Catamaran especially. But you know what's interesting is just in the last, you know, few months as California was opening up again, the Lodge at Torrey Pines was seeing a lot more family bookings. So for kids even, we started to, you know, wanted to cater to the little ones more at that property. So that's kind of a new demographic for them, and it's been really successful.
Okay, I've got to ask you, since I'm a huge baseball fan, and Mary Ellen is as well, do you have a lot of San Diego Padres fans staying with you?
You know, probably. I'm sure we do. I mean, we've got one of the best baseball parks, I think, in the country. Petco Park downtown is pretty phenomenal. But I know we get some baseball fans that stay on Mission Bay because it's really just down the road from downtown, which is where our baseball park is at. I see it's about 15 minutes by car, so you're nice and close. So you can stay at the beach and then go, you know, downtown and enjoy a game.
Well, San Diego also has a great light rail system. Can you take the light rail?
You know what? There is a brand new line, and I don't know if it's – actually, it hasn't quite opened yet, but there's one that connects up to La Jolla, believe it or not, so up to the UCSD on the college area there and connects you to downtown. Right now, there isn't one that goes to Mission Bay to connect to the Bahia and Catamaran, but, like, you know what? You could, like, go without a car if you wanted to because the airport is pretty close, and you could just Uber or Lyft in between. But the trolley is a great way to get around the more central San Diego area. You can even take it down to the Mexican border. So when the border opens up again, you could kind of do a two-nation destination even.
Wow.
By the way, I've been to San Diego a number of times, including for the All-Star game a few years ago and for the baseball winter meetings. And I love the airport. It only has one runway and flights taking off and landing every 90 seconds because you never have a weather issue, right?
No, it's pretty wild. We're a one-runway town, I like to tell people. But I got to tell you, we've got probably the most convenient airport in the country. I mean, it's literally downtown. How many cities can actually say that? So you're so close to everything. But for all plans landing and taking off, it's one runway. They even have limited hours. I believe the flights start up around 8 a.m. and go till about 12 midnight. So it's an interesting airport. It was kind of like the city grew up around it, and they didn't really have much room to expand the runways, but it's a really convenient, very nice, renovated airport with a couple terminals.
And I know San Diego is a big military town. Is there any connection between, let's say, the U.S. Navy and Evans Hotels?
I'm trying to think. You know, we do cater to veterans, and there's a lot of military retirees that live in San Diego.
I'm a veteran, so I like to hear that.
Yeah, so we're big supporters of those type of organizations, and it just comes with the territory. Like myself, I'm a Navy brat. My father was a retired captain, so I pretty much grew up here my entire life because by the second time we were stationed in San Diego, my mother said, you know what, we're staying. You can go to your next deployment or your next place, but they really loved it here. So, yeah, it's a big military town, and just about everybody I know has some connection to the military, whether it's family or friends of friends. San Diego's good for that.
It is. And our special guest tonight on Travelitz Radio has been Robert Ahrens, Manager of Media Relations and Community Outreach at Evans Hotels. Thank you, Robert, for being our guest on Travelitz Radio.
You're very welcome. Thanks so much, Dan and Mary Ellen.
Thank you.
You're welcome. With baseball season now and the dog days of August, why not learn about the game's history from an educational but entertaining source? It's my book, The New Baseball Bible, Notes, Nuggets, Lists, and Legends from Our National Pastime. 480 pages for less than a sawbuck. It's both a coffee table book and a bathroom book. Read it backwards and still enjoy it. That's The New Baseball Bible with Mike Trout of the LA Angels on the cover. Get it tonight on Amazon.com. And that's it for this edition of Travelitz Radio. Next week, same time, same station, same writers, same announcers. We'll head north for a ride on the Mount Washington Cog Railway with Sue Presby, the co-owner. Now, this is Dan Schlossberg, along with my beautiful and talented co-host, Mary Ellen Nugent-Lee, saying thank you for your time this time. Until next time, good night and stay safe.